a Muslim woman. A very proud Muslim woman, yes. I was stood here only days ago, literally on these very steps, in solidarity with protests across the globe. And I stand here again today. I want to thank you all for coming out and speaking out. Our voice matters. This today, you today, give me hope that humanity exists. I woke up this morning to the tragic news that six had been confirmed dead in a terrorist attack in Canada, where armed men shot at civilians praying in a place of worship. A moment of numbness consumed me, and then I regained myself. How many times, how many more incidents before we stop and question the real reasons behind this? The truth is that the dehumanization of Muslims is a process, and that process has not just begun now, it started some time ago. It's a process that the political elite are obsessed with, and they decide their vilification through the rhetoric of state security and protecting national interests. Muslims and Islam are always to blame. Countless headlines, newspapers, television, hours of television and media propaganda is designed specifically to vilify and demonize Muslims. The war on terror has nothing to do with Muslims or Islam, in fact. And it is crucial that we can see this in context. Obama, the only president in US presidential history to be at war with in other nations, he may have reduced numbers on the ground, but he increased presence through air wars, targeting innocent civilians in Yemen, Somalia, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Sudan. Yes, those very countries in the ban list. He painted all males of military age as combatants, justifying his presidential kill list. I read an account this morning of the Rahman children from Yemen who saw their grandmother blown to bits while in the field picking okra. Her life matters. The American administration has always maintained that their overseas operations are legal. It is apt, in the words of St. Augustine in that case, that an unjust law is no law at all. And I refuse to accept any such law, policy, or system that dehumanizes the living and has no regard for the dead. And racism. The American administration has deliberately marginalized Muslims again and again. Let me take you back to a pivotal point in history following the fall of Nazism in Germany and the erection of the Berlin Wall. People on both sides woke up to see the perimeter sealed off, with plans to erect a more permanent divide in full flow. Two despondent crowds looked on, with those in the east realizing now there was no escape, while those facing them from the west held placards and shouted slogans to no effect. Families separated, mothers and children, professionals and academics restricted and withheld, loved ones torn apart, and families caught up in an upheaval that cost some their lives. This is the horror and sentiment today that the Muslims are faced with and feel. The American administration is dehumanizing a people and diverting the world from its evil policies and military expeditions. Despite making false promises of closing Guantanamo Bay, Obama did not, and now we are witnessing the continuation of this barbarity from Trump. I raise this point because the British government has supported and been complicit in inhumane and degrading conduct across secret sites in many of the countries that are on the ban list as well, as military operations that have claimed the lives of millions. This demo today has been called in solidarity with the Muslims, and also to highlight that Theresa May is complicit by allying herself to Trump and his government. My take on that is this complicity is nothing new. The USA have imposed a ban on Muslims, and here in the UK, what we're seeing and we are witnessing is an entrenched prevent strategy within the framework and fabric of society that targets the Muslim community and views them as criminals pre-crime, a strategy that breeds hatred and gives rise to nothing but one viewpoint, and that is the Muslim and Islam is the problem. The problem is not Muslims. The terrorists are not the Muslims. The real terrorists are those in power who have no regard for life and humanity. Teaches us to honour life as a whole, not just Muslim life, but respect for humanity at large. This is the teaching of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I want to leave you with one final thought. Firstly, they came for the communists, and I did not speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came out for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. And then they came out for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me. We will stand up and rise. Woo! And I am happy to engage and speak with anyone. So please come and find me if you have a chat. Thank you.